This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and today I am joined by Ryan Pekka, paraplanner here at Bushka Wealth Management, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, do not hesitate to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our previous episodes out there, as well as on the radio show page. You can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music, whatever your preferred podcast system is. Now, like me, you're probably wondering what the heck happened to summer, right? But guess what? It won't be long before some of us are looking out the window at the first snowfall. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it probably will happen sooner than we'd like.
Hey, don't jinx it.
Right, exactly. And then we'll be wondering what the heck happened to fall, right? So now that we can see the end of 2024 on the horizon, it may be an excellent time to schedule an appointment with a financial services professional to have a conversation about some potentially valuable year-end strategy tweaks. Now, in addition to reviewing your current status, this kind of meeting could help you conveniently make potential changes to your 2025 financial strategy so that you can head into the new year with more confidence. But before we jump into today's timely topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today, Tony and Ryan. Tony, how are we doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. And I had a crazy weekend last weekend. I just have to get this out of the way. My wife and I went to our youngest daughter's family weekend at her college. You know, they have these parent weekends for college students. I don't ever go to one of those.
Well, I don't have any kids, so it might be a little awkward if I showed up to family
yeah, that's
day.
That's true. No, it's okay. It's fun to see your daughter and embarrass her by wearing the, mom and dad t-shirts with the school logo on it. You know, they hate that.
I can picture you. In that outfit.
Every possible thing I can to embarrass my daughter. That's my job as a father, but you know, they always have these corny, usually they're corny, sometimes they're really good national acts, but they usually have a ticketed event at night, a homecoming football game during the day or something, and tours. And then at night, they have an event, usually in the big auditorium, and they had these two circus performers, a husband and wife, who tour the country, and they were actually in the movie The Greatest Showman. So very talented, and they were great. This guy could juggle eight balls at a time, first of all, which is like, he said, this is the most ever done by anyone. And he was really good. But at one point in time, they put up, and there's little kids in the audience too, because it's family weekend. And at one time, they put up these poles with this wire, this rope going between them. And it was slack, you know. And then the guy goes, hey, you know, for our final trick, we're going to do something that's really hard and dangerous. Can anyone tell me what we've set up here? And this little kid raises his hand. And he go, you. And they go, a tightrope. And the guy looks behind him and goes, does that look tight to you? And everyone laughs. And then another little kid goes, me. And he goes, okay, you. And this little kid goes, a loose rope. And and the guy immediately goes, genius, is all he said. And he goes, actually, it's a slack rope. But anyway, I got a kick out of it. It was good. That was my weekend. Now we have a new guest host today, right? A new co-host.
We do.
Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So have you been busy? You need to tell me before we get into the show today. Cole said you're a paraplanner. Explain to our listeners out there what it is you do there for Bushka.
Sure. So I work with the advisors directly. I help them do different things with paperwork, look at reports, sit in on meetings, answer client questions when they call in, kind of whatever anyone needs at any time to get our clients getting in the direction they need to be going.
All right. Well, that's great. I think that sounds awesome, and I know that they keep you busy there. So this will be a fun show. Cole, where do you want to? Where do you guys want to begin today?
Well, I think we'll start off with a Bankrate article entitled "Greg McBride's End of Year Financial Checklist: 15 Tasks to Complete," and I think it really articulates many things that we also address with our clients during our year-end appointments. Now, the first slot on your year-end financial to-do list is reviewing your spending habits, and then use that review to help you build a stronger 2025 budget. Though it's cooled since its record highs of a few years ago, many Americans are still impacted by inflation in 2024. You know, grocery store runs, fill up at the gas station, family vacations and trips to the movies were all things that came with a higher price tag than, say, before the pandemic, as an example. Now, as you look back on your 2024 spending, what jumps out at you? Did you spend more on nice to haves rather than essentials? If your emergency fund is getting dangerously low because you've skipped a few contributions to spend that money on something else, these are all things to start considering as we look towards the next year.
Well, for sure. And like you've said many times before, never fear. You know, don't beat yourself up over some bad choices, because it doesn't do you any good. If you review and it shows you spent way more money than you thought you did on things like dining out, just recommit yourself to cutting back a bit in the upcoming year. Right, Ryan?
That's right, Tony. But don't go too far the other way either. Sometimes people overcorrect and stop going out to eat with friends or stop doing things they love. A financial strategy isn't about depriving yourself of things that make you happy. It's about finding the right balance. Next, you should consider how much success you've had in paying off your high interest debt. How much debt are we carrying at this time last year? How much are you carrying right now? Is it more or less the same amount? If you're likely to wrap up this year with the same amount of debt you began your year with, you're going to need to create a new strategy as you enter 2025. Don't forget that debt is often nothing more than a financial hurdle resting right in the middle of your route to your ideal retirement. As you seek to rid yourself of as much debt as possible in 2025, taking concrete steps like reducing expenses, even if you do so only for a chunk of the year, or cutting back on your spending for just 2 or 3 months could hand you the extra cash you need to take a big bite out of your debt.
Yeah, and that's what we're all looking to do, right? Cutting spending for, say, one quarter of the year so you can dedicate more money to paying off that debt. That strikes me as an achievable goal right there.
Absolutely, Tony. I think that's a great point. And moving on, your next wise move may be to review whether you've hit the savings targets that you made before the year began. If you haven't, be sure to adjust your strategy as needed before we ring in the new year. Remember, an ample amount of savings opens up numerous financial opportunities. For example, if you head into retirement with significant savings, it becomes much easier to not only maintain your pre-retirement lifestyle, but also to enjoy a retirement full of adventure and new experiences. Moreover, a solid amount of savings may also position you to withstand spending emergencies that you'd otherwise have to put on high-interest credit card debts. Now, if the freezer gives out a week before you're hosting a dozen family members for a holiday meal, you've got to replace it, obviously. But when it comes time to pay the bill, it's better to use your debit card rather than your credit card.
Well, it's better to use your credit card, Cole, rather than rather than my credit card.
I don't know if I can agree with that one, Tony.
but as a solid saving strategy, that's more about just robotically funneling a fixed percentage of your paycheck to your savings, right? There's more to it than that, Ryan?
You nailed it. A significant amount of cash savings is a great goal, but you should also meet with your financial service professional to assess your current contributions to your retirement accounts and investment possibilities that may help you boost your eventual retirement income.
Yeah, and I know that on the show, you've talked about the importance of maxing out 401k contributions. How does that fit into our conversation today, Cole?
Well, if maxing out your 401k was one of your financial goals this year, make sure that you make any final contributions before the last day of the year. If your employer offers a holiday or year-end bonus, thinking about dedicating that money to your 401k could be a good idea. And if your employer offers a 401k match and it's not already maxed out, make sure that you're taking the necessary steps to do so, so you don't miss out on that free money.
Yeah, I like the sound of that, free money.
Right.
In fact, a plan that could incorporate that and some of the other things you've talked about is so important. Let's take a moment here to let our listeners know how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you and the team there, Cole.
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or, of course, they can go to our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. You can schedule that complimentary consultation right there on the website here and now.
All right. Sounds good. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. My name is Tony Shore. I'm your co-host. And I'm here with our hosts today, Cole and Ryan. A great show so far. You talked about the significance of a comprehensive budget, assessing how much of your high interest debt you were able to pay off this year, and how many of your 2024 savings goals you reached. Also, we always mention, of course, working with a financial services professional to make sure you're doing everything right, not making expensive mistakes, and maxing out that 401k before December 31st, what's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, I think we'll keep pushing forward with that Bankrate article that we've been talking about from the first segment, because it has even more really good information for us to review. Now, its next recommendation is to meet with your financial services professional about potentially utilizing a Roth conversion. Now, as the article explains, if your income went down this year, you may want to take advantage of your lower tax bracket by converting a retirement account like a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. Now, by doing so, you're going to pay the taxes now for tax-free withdrawals later during retirement. But bear in mind, however, that a Roth conversion is not going to be the solution for everyone. For example, if you think it is likely that you'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement than you are right now, then a Roth conversion probably isn't the solution for you currently. But before making any financial decisions about a Roth conversion, it is incredibly imperative that you discuss this matter with a financial services professional.
Well, for sure. And I know we've had conversations in the past on previous shows about Roth conversions, and you've always made it a point that as a financial tool, it's a great fit for some people, and it might be the wrong tool for others. It all comes down to your personal financial circumstances, your timeline, and of course, insights from your financial professional, right, Ryan?
Yes. And next, you should assess your present asset allocation. If needed, rebalancing your portfolio before the year ends is a great step. While inflation continued to drop in 2024 from its pandemic and post-pandemic highs, prices for many everyday products and services still remain high. Accordingly, you may want to meet with your financial service professional to consider your current mix of investments. Rebalancing your combination of stocks, bonds, cash, and other investments near the close of year end may help you at the beginning of the new year with a fresh perspective. We don't have enough time during a single episode of our show to discuss everything you need to be aware of with investing, so I recommend working closely with a financial service professional for your investment needs and goals.
Yeah. And I know there's no reason to navigate investing on your own. I certainly wouldn't want to do it when there are people out there who can help you through the process.
Absolutely, Tony. That is 100% accurate. You know, it's the same reason why I don't change the oil in my own car. I could probably figure it out, but guess what? It's easier for me to just go to the professional and pay him $50 to take care of it for me, right?
Right.
Now, reviewing your chosen beneficiaries prior to December 31st is another essential task to cross off your year-end to-do list. Adding or deleting a beneficiary on an account is an important part of making sure your instructions are followed and that your assets end up exactly where you want them to. And don't forget that your beneficiaries you list on your financial and insurance accounts will take precedence over what you state in your will. It is therefore essential that the beneficiaries you've listed in your will match those that you've listed on your various different policies.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true. Nobody enjoys thinking about passing, but
right,
being certain that your beneficiaries are accurate, and that's going to make things easier for those you leave behind. You don't want to leave your loved ones in a bad situation.
That's right. I'm right there with you on that one. You should always consider harvesting your tax losses. The article explains that you may be able to write off some of your investment losses with regard to your income taxes. The IRS calls them capital losses. You may be able to use them to reduce your taxable income and provide yourself with a modest tax break. You should note that your losses must be realized, which means that you have sold the stock to receive that deduction. Furthermore, you must do so before the last trading day of the year, which is generally going to be December 31st.
Ah, so, and that's yet another excellent reason to work with somebody like yourselves, right, Cole?
Exactly. Yep. Couldn't have said it better myself, Tony. You should also review your flexible spending account, more often referred to as simply an FSA, balance before you reach the end of the year. If you're utilizing an employer-provided FSA, note how much you have left to spend, because that money is use it or lose it. Now, some employers offer a grace period that generally ends in the middle of March in the following year, thus providing you an additional 2.5 months to spend the money that you've set aside during the current year. But if your employer does not provide a grace period, make sure you spend the entirety of your FSA before December 31st.
Right. So what happens if we miss that open enrollment period, though?
Well, Tony, that's going to vary from employer to employer, but there's a chance that missing your open enrollment period means that you'll have to keep what you chose in the previous year or simply go without benefits for that year. Clearly, the significant cost of healthcare means that not having any benefits at all could have serious financial consequences. If you've gotten married or had a child, open enrollment is your opportunity to add them to your benefits. And if you haven't already established an FSA, open enrollment is usually your chance to start one.
Right. And I think that's really good advice. You have to have all your ducks in a row when it comes to these things. And that's why I'm going to encourage our listeners out there to pick up the phone and give you guys a call. You and the staff there at Bushka Solutions, I think it's so important how you help people, you help your clients, and you want to help our listeners with any questions they have. So, Cole, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go online to retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Sounds good. And we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Ryan, today. Cole and Ryan, great show so far, talking about things you need to include on your year-end financial to-do list. There's more on this list than I thought there would be, and a lot of details, but the show's really helped. What's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, the next nugget of insight from our Bankrate article we've been referencing is to secure a free copy of your credit report. I know it's not exactly shocking to say so, but good credit is often an essential part of your financial strategy. Do you know what your current credit score is? If not, make sure to add it to your year-end to-do list. By doing so, you're more likely to avoid any unpleasant surprises in 2025. Incorrect reporting, identity theft, and forgotten purchases are just three of the many things that you may see on your report. Often, a good credit score is required to qualify for a mortgage, rent an apartment, purchase a vehicle, or even sometimes switch insurance companies. Visit annualcreditreport.com to get a complimentary copy of your current report.
All right. Well, and that sounds great. When I check my account on my banking app, my credit score actually pops up. And I know a lot of banks are starting to offer that. And I also get alerts when my score changes. So a technology can help if you have that and your bank offers that. It's made it a lot easier to monitor my credit score.
Yeah, I know some credit cards do that, too. I know my Discover card tells me every time I log in what my current FICO score is.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's right. And earlier in the show, we discussed that paying off debt as quickly as possible should be near the top of your year-end to-do list. But the article specifically addresses credit card debt. For many people, credit card balances are the largest piece of debt. There's not really much out there that can saddle us with interest rates that are in the teens or even the 20s. And if you have a lot of credit card debt, going over it with your financial service professional could help you devise a strategy to get it paid off as quickly as possible. Well, there are a lot of solid strategies for paying off your credit card debt. One proven technique that I like is first focusing on paying off your card with the highest interest rate, and then after that, moving onto the card with the second highest interest rate.
Yeah, and that's a great way to do it. And as you've talked about before, it's wise not to beat yourself up too much. If your debt's gotten a little out of whack, these things happen, but you have to come up with a plan and have the discipline to stick to it to get them paid down.
Oh, exactly, Tony. And rereading your credit card benefits and rewards programs is another good way to tighten up your finances before the end of the year. Many cards offer perks like cash back on certain purchases, airline miles, or subscriptions to popular entertainment services. Do your cards offer you any rewards and perks? More importantly, are they rewards and perks that actually suit your lifestyle? If they aren't, maybe it's time to shop around a bit to find the best card that aligns with your needs and goals.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And I think that's good. You got to customize it. We don't work for the credit card companies. They work for us, right? So don't be loyal to companies that aren't providing you with that, you know, with what you need, basically.
Correct. And the article also notes that if you have a good credit score, applying for a new credit card may help you save a good amount of money, at least in the short term, because many companies offer significant sign-up bonuses, and some companies even offer zero interest introductory periods that typically run for about a year to 15 months. That means, for example, you could have a year to pay off this year's holiday shopping before interest kicks in.
Huh. Yeah, that's a great point. With the holiday season coming up and interest rates being so high, when people are choosing a new credit card, what are some things they should be on the lookout for?
Well, Tony, when people are considering a new credit card, focus on cards that, as we said a moment ago, offer perks and rewards that you'll actually want to use and that fit into your lifestyle. You should also think about how likely it is that you'll get approved for a card that you're interested in. Bankrate.com has Card Match, which is a tool that can help you while you're researching the possibilities for a new card.
Yeah, there you go. And for years, it seemed like choosing a credit card didn't require a lot of thought. You know, should I go with Visa or MasterCard? But what's the interest rate? But the more things have progressed, you can't watch a game on TV without seeing credit card ad after credit card ad offering various perks and rewards. So sorting that out is important.
That's right, Tony, but that might be to our advantage because we shouldn't settle for just any old card. We should select one that fits into our financial strategy. Lastly, reviewing your insurance policy is something that you should add to also be on your year-end to-do list. Go through your life, home, auto insurance policies, your financial service professional before the year ends to ensure that these policies are meeting your needs at a fair price. 2025 may also be the right time to increase or decrease your deductibles. And as with credit cards, take time to assess your options. Compare policies and prices. Don't feel obligated to stick with your current company just because it's easier. You may be able to find coverage that's just as good, but that has a lower premium.
Yeah, there you go. And look around and find the right one that's going to work for you. I think that's the main thing, and that's the most important thing here. We've got about 3 minutes left of the show today, and I just want to talk about how important a year-end financial checklist is. I mean, there are a lot of tax implications that you want to be aware of before year's end, things you might want to do that might affect this year's taxes or might affect your taxes in the future or retirement, right, Cole? I mean, taxes have to play a huge part in what you look at the year end. And I'm sure this comes up with your clients as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to year-end tax planning, there's all sorts of different things that we've got to take into consideration. You know, we talked about the Roth conversion yep. and maxing out the 401k and all those types of things have to be done before December 31st. But there are a couple of things that we can do to affect our potential income tax liability with respect to, like, making contributions to IRAs. So people that qualify for IRA contributions are able to put those in all the way up until tax day the following year. So that gives you a little bit more time to be able to get some additional funds into those accounts. Also, HSA contributions, you know, if you're making HSA contributions to a health savings account, those can be done after the first of the year, but before tax day. So you do have some extensions on some of those things, but obviously that's where working closely with a trusted financial services professional can really, really help to make sure that you're taking all those things into consideration and you're not missing any opportunities to potentially better your financial situation for the future.
Yeah.
So I think really what it boils down to, Tony, is you should make sure that you're working with a financial services professional first and foremost, and that you believe that that financial professional is providing you with the best and most sound guidance for your future.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's huge. Doing things like planning for the future, planning your legacy, planning your retirement income. At year end, you need to look at where you're at, especially, you know, like you said, it starts with spending and it moves on from there. So before we go today, Cole, let our listeners out there know once again how they can get a hold of you. I know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, correct?
That is correct, Tony, and they can take advantage of that offer by calling us at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, that sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Ryan. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.